What's up, guys? It's your boy Dylan at Thunder Jazz, and I'm here with a word from our sponsors, BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports contests and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Just head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BLEAV50, that is BLEAV50 in all capital letters, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Topic Fandom Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Hunzinger. We are part of the Believe Network, and I am joined, first of all, after meeting with her super secret superhero stylist, I've got Chelsea over here in the Pikachu headphones. Chelsea, how are you?
No, great after that one.
Great after that one. And then I'll also join by a man that is suffering from leprosy, falling off of his throne, and having having fights broke out in the middle of a pre-wedding ceremony. We got Alex Roy.
Why do I got to get that designation?
Sorry,
I guess,
man.
I guess it pays to sleep with Dylan. Man.
Hey, but listen, you know, this is a double podcast, all right? So we're going to be talking She-Hulk, we're going to be talking House of the Dragon. We're excited to be here. We're going to start off with She-Hulk because, I'll be honest, I don't got a lot to say about this week's She-Hulk. I don't think it was super consequential to the story. I feel like, honestly, this whole episode was kind of just fluff in my eyes. And it was just kind of like a setup for the rest of the season. I know Chelsea's thoughts, Alex. That's I hear you agreeing with the, it was like what was your overall thoughts of this episode?
So yes, so I do believe that it was a filler kind of like setup episode. The only problem is like you have a show that isn't epic, Game of Thrones, House of the Dragons, their filler episodes are still pretty epic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, She-Hulk little filler episode is just kind of like, it completely kind of just falls off the scale. Especially what we had last week. I honestly thought that we were going to have like a second rendition of Wongers and Madison, but with Pug and with
Nikki.
Nikki, yeah, with Pug and with Nikki, because that was hilarious whenever he was trying to get her, you know, to help him out with the shoes, and he was like, you know, Wonder Rock won the stock and blah, blah. I was like, oh, okay, here we go. And then, you know, they went and they met the Taylor guy. And it was a good dynamic. It was a good thing. Once again, I was thinking, man, once again, this show's going to be taken over by a duo that has nothing to do with She-Hulk at all. I honestly think that showrunners probably could have done that, but they didn't want to. They knew the chemistry they had with Wong and with Madison. I think if they would have continued on with Pug and what's her name?
Nikki.
I keep forgetting. I want to call her Christina. I don't know why I want to call her Christine. Nikki. They would have had a repeat episode where like She-Hulk was honestly inconsequential once again. But I mean, it was okay. You know, it was a situation where, like, credit picture at the end of the episode was probably more hyped than anything else in the episode. Titania's kind of getting on my nerves. Like, the whole – like, I'm ready to know who she is. I'm ready to know who she is and what she works for, because the whole, like, fifth grade shtick comedy with her, you know, whenever it comes to her and She-Hulk, it's just kind of like – it kind of gets on my nerves, and it kind of brings down the comedy of the show. Like, I don't know.
No, I understand what you're saying, man. Yeah, Titania kind of annoys me too. I don't I don't love the time that we've got to spend with the character personally, but Chelsea, how do you feel about this episode? Do you have
Well,
anything to
like
add?
specifically with Titania, because she's supposed to be this like influencer, and like I like literally like choke on my words when I say that, because I feel like Marvel is not good at like, even with like Miss Marvel, I feel like they did this where they tried to like involve the influencer culture and like Instagram culture and things like that into the show, but it comes off so cringy because people don't like, we're not just like I know that that world exists, but not like the way that they're portraying it in the shows, and it just feels like icky, like.
Well, I think in She-Hulk specifically, like the way they're doing it is making fun of it. I don't think that they're being
Yeah, but it's not
serious
even
about it.
funny. It's like,
I guess they're
Yeah.
like being very meta with it.
Yeah, but not in a good meta way where it's like, oh, I see what you're doing. Like, for example, I watched, oh God, why have I just forgotten what it's called? That show with Kat Dennings?
Two Broke Girls?
No.
I don't know then.
Oh my God. Why is my brain this way? Anyway, it's a show with Kat Dennings and Shay Mitchellin. It's so stupid and corny, and it pokes fun at it in like the best way, where you're like, oh, I see what you did there, and it's actually funny. But I feel like Marvel just like can't get this right, because it was extra cringy in Miss Marvel, and this is, it's a little bit different, but it's still just like uncomfortable to watch.
I
I
will
guess
say,
I
good.
no, I was just gonna say, with Miss Marvel, you kind of expect it from that generation.
Yeah, with teenagers, but I don't even think that a teenager can watch Miss Marvel and be like, yeah, that's how we act at school about those types of things. They're probably looking at it and thinking like, it's almost like they're like boomers trying to make us understand millennial and like Gen Z culture. Like, it just doesn't translate the way that I know that they're wanting it to. But what else can you do?
Yeah, I will say I did enjoy the whole black market Avengers stuff, the Avengers. So you don't want you, or the
Avengers.
Avengers? Yeah, I'll give you the Avengers. And like, I like the little details. Like, you had, I think it was a was it Purple Hulk, and you had Thor with a shovel instead of a hammer. I mean, it was all really funny. You had a Black Widow with a spider on it, kind of invoking like the Spider-Man look too. Like,
Spider-Man.
yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought that was funny, but yeah, overall, like the episode was a swing and a miss. I mean, I even felt like Pug, who I've really enjoyed throughout the season, felt a little bit extra. Not even like towards the middle of the episode, but like when he first like reached out to Nikki to like go help him. And say that like he wanted to go to his what was it? His oh the
Wait,
drip
mind fresh.
broker,
Yeah.
the
Drip broker.
swag broker.
I like the drip broker. I like that new word into the lexicon.
Yeah, but I mean it was just a little much. I'm like, this is a grown man. Like, what are
Yeah.
we talking about?
But I mean that, yeah,
I
I don't
mean,
know.
no. So look, some dudes like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my brother-in-laws, they're like, shoe comes out. They have to get it, and they're on the sneaker app, and they're trying to get in. They're trying to do the
Oh,
lottery, you know, the
yeah.
lottery thing with the sneaker app, and it's just like, dog, like things that cost like $250. Like, yo, I can't do that.
Yeah,
I got
no.
kids, but hey, more power to you.
I get
But
what you mean. But, like, I mean, even then, though, like, that's them doing it. It's not like, hey, I got a guy that he hooks me up. Like, he sets me up with these things. Like, the actual
yeah,
drip broker thing.
but I think like bigger cities, they do that. Like, so in the
Really? Well, yeah,
LAs
I
and the
mean,
New
a
Yorks.
lot of ball players have like people that get shoes for them. Like their job is literally to buy like limited edition shoes for them, and
Or like most of us have to go on the sneaker app, but if you live in the LAs, you live in the New Yorks, you can go to like the headquarters stores and, you know, line up and get the shoes there. So I think that's what he was talking about.
I feel you. I don't know. I guess just the phrase
I
drip
think just
breaker
the
was a little
phrase
much
drip
for
breakers,
me.
yeah, a little
I liked it. I liked
bit. It did remind me of the power broker. So
Yeah.
we'll draw back to that. But yeah, I mean, like you said, the most consequential thing to happen in this is obviously She-Hulk's getting a new suit. Looks like she has some options, and we've seen her in trailer of her having her actual suit. You saw Daredevil's new helmet mask
Helmets, yeah.
thing. Which I mean, that was very just like in your face, like here it is. And then at the end, like you said, with all the different shoes, and it makes you wonder, like, okay, there's rumors about Nova coming in. Is Ghost Rider canon? Is Cyclops canon? Is Wolverine, like, is all these characters canon?
See,
And
it's
it's going to
confusing
be
to
interesting
me
to
that
see.
they included some of these characters because that means that these characters
Already
either
existed.
already exist, yeah, and that the public already knows about them, and but you know, we're just not in the loop yet. But how? I mean, I don't
It
know.
could just be a picture. It could just be a picture that
Yeah.
was drawn just to get
Yeah.
conversation like this going. If it would have been a true credit scene, then I would have probably been more speculative on that. But as a picture, whatever. It's
Yeah.
just a tease. It's a tease for us. It's a tease for us to pause it there and look at all the shoes and look at all the things and just, kind of talk about it like we are here,
And they could have just realized that the episode was mid, and they was like, "Hey, let's throw it in there just so we have what this is our
Maybe.
Twitter armor for the week."
Maybe. Yeah, true that. I need a Luke show.
A what now?
Luke the designer? Luke?
Oh
Oh yeah.
yeah.
I need a Luke show.
Yeah, just giving new costumes to all the heroes would be nice.
At least a one shot.
Give me a one shot. I like it. Well, man, I mean, I already said that I thought this episode was mid. I've used it throughout the pod describing it. So that's my rating for it. Chelsea, what is your rating?
Yeah.
Going mid. Okay, just mid. Okay, that's a step up for Chelsea. I thought she'd give it a thumbs down.
No, well, I'm strongly considering. It's especially disappointing because last week's episode was so good, and I
Yeah.
at least wanted it to stay on the same level, but it really
Just
didn't.
build off of it. What you got, Alex?
I got a thumbs down, man.
Oh, man.
I got a thumbs down. Like
Yeah,
I was watching this I was watching this episode, and I was just like I don't feel it. Like I'm not feeling it. Like I'm not feeling like I felt it last week, or like even the other weeks before that. Like when you're developing her character, and you're like this one, it was just like cheap laughs. It was, the possibility of another duo kind of overshadowing She-Hulk. Like, and it was, and once again, like we don't get to see her in her bag. She's being represented by, what's her name? Book. I know her last name is Book.
Oh yeah, Angelica from
Madeline.
Hamilton.
She was great,
Yeah,
actually.
she was great in that. And like, look, okay, the chemistry between them, it felt like something's grown as far as like, good friendship or maybe more than that. I don't know. But yeah, like, I mean, I enjoyed that part of it. I felt like, I don't know, I felt like the episode could have featured more of that instead of like featuring other stuff. But yeah, I mean, hopefully they're able to build off of this and kind of get back to our good graces.
Yeah, for sure. Well, speaking of good graces, let's get to a show that at least you guys enjoy a lot more than the She-Hulk. So, House of the Dragon, episode
You
five
don't
aired.
enjoy House of Dragon more than She-Hulk.
Just depends on the episode.
You're full of crap.
I'm not. I like what I like and get off my
All right,
back.
Damon.
Okay.
All right, Damon.
Yeah, easy now. I guess that's what I get for giving you the Viserys description
There
earlier.
you
So,
go.
all right, it all comes full circle. But hey, House of Dragon
I mean,
episode five came out.
in the end, I'd rather want a Damon description than a Viserys description, but hey.
Either way.
I don't know. Damon's pretty messed up.
What do you
I
mean?
don't want
Viserys literally has pus growing out of his arm
Yeah,
and back and.
I don't want, future episodes. I don't want my half my face falling off, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's get into this episode. Episode 5. A lot of stuff happened, and we open up
Yes.
with,
No time jump.
no time jump
Yeah.
for once. We open up in the Vale, I believe, and Daemon Targaryen channeling his inner Sith Lord just shows up without saying a word.
I saw a lot of people saying he looked like Assassin's Creed, like sitting there with his
I
hood on.
mean, you could do Assassin's
Yeah.
Creed, you could do
You could
Sith
do
Lord.
Evil Kermit.
It looks like freaking Voldemort out there.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't. Did he say a word? I don't think he said a word, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, she knew who it was, so he didn't have to necessarily
Yeah.
say a word. She knew
Yeah.
who it was.
I don't know what he said, but he definitely said something.
But like,
Good old Rhea Royce.
yeah, and I've listened to a few podcasts, and they talk about how like in the books, how you don't ever meet her. Like you never like get to,
Yeah.
there's not a story about her. It's just like, oh, I think she had an accident and she was killed. And it doesn't even
She.
say that it was Damon that killed her. It was
Yeah.
just always like implied. So,
It's definitely a showrunner thing.
yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like Chelsea has told us about like Fire and Blood, like, it's a,
Unreliable.
yeah, unreliable sources in terms of like the
And
book. Like there's multiple sources.
George R. R. Martin has said that this is the definitive fact of what happened, like what's in the show. Like we're seeing the truth of the story as compared to the books is other people's versions of the story. So,
Yeah, and the good thing is it's a finished story.
yeah.
So, if you want to go ahead and leave things to interpretation or kind of clarify your own interpretation as to how you wanted it to look, George R. R. Martin and Conlon, they can do that. And I believe that's what they've done with
The
this
one
story, with
thing
this part.
with Rhea Royce dying that they did change from the book is that it happened at least a year after Rhaenyra was already married. In the show, they kind of almost put it in this order so that it looks like Daemon offed her so he could come back home and be like, okay, marry me to Rhaenyra now. But that's not like the timeline of the events in the book. So they did change that.
It's actually wild just how much Daemon Targaryen gets away with.
Oh yeah, he
Like,
does whatever he wants. He's the
he,
rogue prince.
yeah, I mean, he murders his wife.
Nobody knows he murdered her
No,
though.
well, her cousin suspects.
Yeah, suspects, but that's
He
like petty. He's gonna amount to anything
banished to the Vale,
multiple times.
and then,
He keeps getting banished and he keeps coming back. Like,
Yeah,
yo, what you
Rhaenyra
gonna
is getting
do?
married. It's like he just
What
walks
you
in the
gonna
middle
do?
of it and basically like challenges Viserys with a stare. And Viserys is like, ah, for frick's sakes, like
Yeah.
just get him a chair. Doesn't say anything the entire time. Starts making googly eyes at his niece. No, Rhaenyra is his
Lena.
niece. What's Lena?
Cousin.
His niece.
Cousin.
I mean, she's still a niece, I think.
Starts making eyes at Lena, which, we went through that whole escapade in episode 2 about how Viserys is like, it's cool, guys. I'm not going to marry the 9-year-old,
12-year-old.
the 12-year-old. I'm going to marry the 15-year-old. And Damon's like, I got you, fam. And he starts making his move. And then he makes a scene with Rhaenyra. And I just, it's wild to
He
me
is an
how Damon
agent
just
of
goes,
chaos.
yeah, he
That
just goes
is
unchecked.
his only role is
Yeah.
to cause chaos and he thrives off of it.
Well, he's Littlefinger in the open.
Yeah.
Littlefinger did his stuff like in the background, and this is Littlefinger in the open. This is a guy that just causes chaos for it causes chaos just for, his own so that he can go ahead and get, advantages and, some people are like that. Some people love to cause chaos so that they can go ahead and feel like they're in power.
Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, speaking of somebody else who just like kind of goes unchecked in this episode, which was kind of wild, it's Kristen Cole. You know,
Bro.
they have that whole conversation. You know, he basically confesses his love for Rhaenyra, like, let's run off and get married, like, forget the throne, forget Westeros, everything. And he said, whenever Rhaenyra like rejected him, was like, but you know, we can keep doing our stuff on the side. He's like, you want me to be your whore? Like, just shocked because the actor that plays Kristen Cole said that like Kristen Cole grew up like rough. Like he had a rough like coming up. Like he was basically like, I think his words was he was a thug growing up. Like he wasn't afraid to throw hands. He wasn't afraid to get scrappy. He was about that life. And he's just kind of been putting on this facade because he's been raised up to this station. And you know he's been trying to behave as much as he can, and as like little by little as you know, like as the chips start to fall, Rhaenyra, and then him confessing to Alicent and Alicent not punishing him, and you know he still
When
feels
he
like he needs
didn't
Fanny.
have to.
Yeah,
When he
didn't
that was
have
really
to.
painful to listen to that conversation, because you knew almost immediately that he was going to admit to something that he didn't have to, but
Exactly.
he just like wasn't picking up on, like, if he would have just listened. This is something that I guys do a lot. They listen to like and just respond to like one
I
little
feel
piece
attacked.
of the sentence, but they don't like listen to the whole thing. You know, like if I said A, B, C, and D, then the guy would just respond to like the D part of it and not acknowledge like the entire
Hey.
thing. And that's what he did. He was just like, oh yeah, I did it. Like he didn't even
Yeah.
listen to the whole thing. And then he got himself caught.
But he went
Yep.
unchecked. She didn't punish him, and you
Yeah.
know he still feels like, you
No,
know, I'm betraying my position. And then
but
freaking
it's
Laenor was
gonna come
dude.
back around because, you know, at the end,
Setting up for her to use him, for
yeah,
Alicent to use
she
him.
is gonna, so in the book, there's like two versions of the story with Kristen and Rhaenyra where he denied
The mushroom
her.
version.
Yeah, there's two different versions where he denied her, like she threw her maidenhood at him and he said no, and then there was a rift. And then the other version is that they did follow through with it and he confessed his love to her and then she denied him and there was a rift. Both versions of the story, however, end up with him being on Alicent's side, but we don't know why, because we don't know which version is, you know, the truth here, but now we're seeing it, and she's essentially gonna blackmail him into,
Exactly. Yeah.
but he also
She's playing the
does,
game.
yeah, and he's playing it a little bit too because he's butthurt, and you know, he's like, I might be getting used, but it's gonna keep me alive, and I'm gonna get the revenge or, you know, whatever that he wants against her. And he doesn't know the truth of Damon yet, but I'm sure that will all come to light and that will only fuel his fire into the future.
Yes. Yeah.
So then we have to talk about Lenore.
Well, I was saying, you know, like, and then the whole thing with Leonor and his guy, and like, you know, they have this arrangement on the side. Like, Rhaenyra is like,
You
you know, you
almost
like
feel
duck, I like
hopeful.
roast beef. Like,
Yeah.
you know,
They
we
have this
can
really
pursue
pleasant
our own endeavors.
conversation where you almost feel hopeful, like, okay, they can agree to, you know, live their separate lives, and you think like this is going to work out for them. And
And it
then
would have, like,
it
I
really
mean,
was
Kristen and
homeboy's
Chris, yeah, Kristen and
fault.
Rhaenyra, like, might not have lasted because Kristen didn't want to be her whore, like,
Yeah.
for the rest of eternity. But,
She finds a
like,
different guy on the side.
the was, I think the dude's name was Joffrey. And, you know,
I don't know.
he had to go sleuth
Yeah, it
around
was
and be
Joffrey.
like, oh, hey, it's him. Let's go hold this over him. And he didn't realize my man Crispin Cole's about that
Yeah.
life. And you know, if
Well,
you notice, as he walks away, the camera kind of focuses on Kristen's fist clenched, like he's triggered. Now we don't see him snap, which you know Maybe Joffrey goes up and says something else to him. Maybe he pokes the bear a little bit more. Judging by what we've seen of the character, I wouldn't be shocked by it. Or if it's just the festering of that one moment and, you know, finally just, you know, the buildup of it all. Just
sat there and let it like boil over.
But I mean, you know, you hear the phrase bash dude's skulls in. You rarely see somebody bash somebody's skull in. And shout out to House of R talk about Netflix captions, because in like Stranger Things, it would say like wet squelching sounds. Mm-hmm. Like if this was on Netflix, whenever he was punching his skulls in, it would say wet squelching sound.
I thought he was going to go all mountain. And,
yeah, like,
you know, crush his eyes. Skull. Like, yeah, I was like, oh, crap, are we going to have another, you know, Oberyn Martell type situation right here?
I don't think he's strong enough for that.
I don't think so either. But see, I looked at it differently. I think he was pissed off. Yes. He was butthurt. Yes. But I also think that this was a fight for survival, because he knew that Allison knew and she let him go. But if too many other people find out what he did, he was going to be gone.
Yeah.
He was going to be dead. And so, you know, with old Joffrey Longmouth, you know, going over there and talking his smack and saying, hey, we know what you did. We know you're the one. I think he kind of, you know, he was pissed off, but I think he's also like playing the game a little bit now. And he had to take out the mouth.
Yeah. He's like, let's keep each other's secrets safe. Thinking that was a good idea. And like what Kristen's probably thinking is like, I've told Allison and I've told Rhaenyra, if this random dude I've never met in my entire life knows, then I don't think it was Queen Allison that told anybody. Like Rhaenyra's probably running her mouth about it. So
imagine probably made him even more mad. Walked up to the wrong guy and said all this too. Like what? He just so happened to hit the nail on the head, and he did guess that it was Kristen. But imagine that he had just assumed it was somebody else and started popping off his mouth, and then he'd be shooting himself in the foot either way.
A cocky loud mouth.
Yeah, he really was pretty stupid.
Yeah. What did he say? The night of kisses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could have introduced you like that, Alex.
No, I'm good.
But yeah, so like,
but before all of that actually breaks out, you have a very interesting conversation happening between Daemon and Rhaenyra, and Daemon's just finished flirting with Laena. Like he literally was like making googly eyes at Laena. He was, you know, throwing out
basically said find me later.
Yeah, basically, and then went over to Rhaenyra and was like, Laenor is going to bore you senseless. And she's like, yeah, but we've got it all figured out. So, but if you want to do something about it, it's just like, take me off.
Take
right
me
now.
To Dragonstone. Yeah.
Take me in. Yeah, but like, I love their chemistry so much, even though the incest thing is lingering and you don't want to root for them, but you have to because that's the nature of the show. I think they have so much chemistry, and like, I am actually grieving the fact that, like,
I was like, say goodbye.
That, yeah, I'm so sad that we don't get to see more of them younger, because I was like fine with all the time jumps up until this point, and now we're going to get the big 10-year one. And I'm like, we have already missed a lot. They skipped over the wedding of Allison and Viserys, they've just skipped a lot. And I feel like they could have easily given us an entire season of their younger selves and then done a 10-year jump at the end. I feel like we're missing so much, and it's probably all going to be fine by the end of it. But I'm sad because I love these actors so much and the chemistry is amazing. But also, like, the show just could have, they just could have done so much more with it. It's like in the text, in the books, you don't get a lot of story. It is just like, this is a moment that happened. Yeah. And there's not a lot to expand upon, But that almost makes it better for a show. I feel like they're just giving us little paragraphs and they're not giving us the story that we want. And it's making me sad, really sad.
I enjoy their chemistry in Old Valyrian.
Yeah. When they talk to each other in Old Valyrian, it's like, I don't even know how to describe it because I should not want them to be together so bad, but you do. They just really like, and it's especially weird because Matt Smith is like how old and Millie Aycock is how old, I don't know, but like they're just so good together.
I mean, that really shouldn't matter in this type of
it doesn't
environment.
That's what I have to keep telling myself.
I mean, like, this was an episode that was chock full of like moments that were awesome. You know, like Allison coming into the room in her green dress, like pissed off because she knew that Rhaenyra lied to her. And just like, you know what? You know, after her conversation with her dad who had to leave, just like completely like, you know what? It's time to play the game. And it was awesome to see that. It was awesome to see, you know, the significance of the green and how it relates to the Hightower and how it relates to, you know, when they go to war, the flame comes out green. It was just awesome to see that. And it's kind of sad at the same time because Rhaenyra doesn't know what the hell's going on. Mm-mm. She's not going to see this coming at all. And I love that conversation that Otto had with Allison. Mm-hmm. And it was completely true because, number one, we want to look at Otto as a bad guy. Otto is just doing what anybody else is going to do. It's protecting his family. And he basically just tells her, look, first of all, your husband's sickly. He'll die soon. And when he does, Aegon is not the heir. You guys are in trouble. And so my daughter, my grandson, you guys, my granddaughter, you guys are in trouble. And so it should be your job to try to get Aegon to the throne first before that happens. Mm-hmm. And I think at that point she realized, okay, I need to start kind of working this game a little bit better.
That, and also, like, you know, what he said was, like, you basically, like, you made this choice when you chose Rhaenyra over me. And, like, she was kind of taken back. And, you know, I mean, in a roundabout way, he's right. You know, she choosing to believe Rhaenyra that she was telling the truth, that nothing ever happened, is, you know, basically what caused, you know, Viserys to make the decision that he did with Otto. And, you know, you kind of look at, you know, the whole Allison wearing the green dress. And, you know, I was very much Leonardo DiCaprio pointing at the TV meme, like me, the casual, like, oh, greens and blacks. There it is. She did the thing. But, you know, as she has that conversation with, I think his name's Laerys. Laerys Strong, is that his name?
Oh, Laerys. That's another guy we got to talk about.
Yeah, as she was having the conversation with him. Old Clubfoot Larry. And he started to, and, you know, he spilled the beans about the plan T. You know, she started to realize that Rhaenyra not only lied to her, as in, like, you know, just lying to her, but, like, that's a betrayal of friendship. And also, like, she was lying to her for her gain in the fact that, you know, she was making her a pawn in the Game of Thrones, basically. And I think that that moment is kind of when things kind of snapped into place for her in her mind, when she realized, like, I haven't been playing this game and everybody's been playing the game all around me and I've been a pawn in the game. Yeah. And so for her to become a player in the game and her to kind of take that step and step out in that green dress and basically say, like, I'm representing myself and my son and my heir, and I'm letting everybody know where I stand. Not only that, like, you know, before the ceremony, you know, like, she wasn't coming to Viserys when he beckoned for her. They straight up asked him at the beginning. I think it was Jason Lannister was like, hey, where's the queen? I wanted to pay my respects. And he's like, yeah, she's getting ready around here somewhere. Like, yeah, he didn't know where the heck she was. And then for her to interrupt him in the middle of his speech, and then he's so taken aback, he barely even finishes the speech. Like, Yeah, she's starting to call her own shots.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, good for her, because at the same time, it's, you know, it should be very noticeable that the King is he's losing body parts. He's losing body parts, and he's got juices coming out of his skin, and he's starting to look like, you guys ever seen Kingdom of Heaven? Mm-mm. So on Kingdom of Heaven, the king on there, his name is King Baldwin IV or something like that, and he's known as the Leper King, and so he has a mask on whenever he's drooling, because you know his face is so disfigured from leprosy that he has to have a mask on. He always has gloves on because you know he's missing fingers and all that, and so eventually, you know, whenever I saw that sneak peek of what eventually Viserys looks like, he looks just like King Baldwin IV from Kingdom of Heaven. So yeah, he's I'm surprised that he's gonna make it to the 10-year jump.
I know Dylan literally, when he was sitting at the table, he's like, oh, he's about to die, he's gonna die right now.
Just every moment I was like, no, he's dead, he's dying.
He survives another 10 years.
He's like he's gonna be like Elvis or Michael Jackson. Like the last 10 years of their lives are so drugged up, mm-hmm, that they don't really, you know, they drug them up to perform, and then it's just like, yo, just go to sleep. Yeah. Just go to sleep.
It's so funny, like throughout the episode, how over Viserys is with everything. Like,
oh my gosh,
Corlys not coming to meet him at the gates is like, it's fine, just show me where it's at. Corlys being like, he has to have the Valyrian name. Fine, but he's got to be a Targaryen when he takes the throne. And then Daemon showing up at the ceremony, he's like, get the twat a chair. And like, and then like after Kristen just bashes dude's face in there, he's like, can we just get the stupid wedding over with? Yeah, I know we like, said like 7 days of tournaments and feasts, like just like before they change their mind, like quick, like come on.
Well, before Daemon gets up in the pants, let's go ahead and hurry up and get this over with.
Yeah, because like seconds before Kristen Cole bashed his head in, Daemon they were. But also in the middle of that fight scene, you see Lionel Strong make eye contact with
Harwin.
Like, yeah, get in there and break that up. Yeah. And it took him all of 2 seconds to beat the crap out of everybody and then pick up Rhaenyra and carry her away.
Yeah.
It's very Helm-like.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. See, this is another thing that I'm really upset about, because we're not going to see any of that, like, play out.
We're going to see boys with brown hair.
Yeah, three of them. Not one, not two. All three of them are already going to exist. And then before we know it, homie's going to be dead. Yeah. And we're not going to get to see any of it. And I'm distraught about it. Not that you need, like, 10 years worth of it, but...
No, have they clarified? Is it, like, it's going to start off and, like, it's going to be the new actresses, or is there going to be, like, a scene? No,
the whole episode is just all them.
Yeah. We jump 10 at the beginning.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm grieving over it. It's killing me.
I love it, man. This show is so good. This show is very good.
Yeah, but I mean, the reason I think that, you know, they rushed it, and like, you know, the Daemon thing is obviously a piece, but like, you know, after Viserys like has the conversation with Corlys and Viserys goes to bed, like Corlys was basically like, did I come on too strong? Like, and you know, Rhaenys was like, no, like Viserys embarrassed himself coming here. Like he's desperate at this point.
Yeah.
And you know, like he was basically like, this is great, like, you know, the position we're in, and she's shaky on it because she knows that with Rhaenyra being the heir and her being a girl and her like firsthand, like, you know, being the rightful heir, being a girl and not, you know, getting that chance, that there's gonna be a target on her back. And not only a target on her back, but a target on their son's back, who is her husband, and also whatever heirs they may produce is back. Like, there's going to be a war, and so that's, that's a concern they have. And for like step one, not even step one, like step half of like them like starting to do the coronation and like the ceremony of the wedding, some dude's skull was bashed in like before it even starts. It's like, okay, like I could see them getting cold feet on the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's another reason I think that Viserys was like, just
They
freaking do it.
shotgun, he shotgunned the
Yeah.
wedding.
That's what that, hey, that's what they even referred to it as in the after the episode. Like it turned into like it was supposed to be like this magnificent ceremony for the heir of the throne. Like he was like, I think he said it was gonna be one for the history books or something like that. And then, after all of it, he's like, just shotgun, like
Well,
just make
and
it
this is
happen.
the third time that Viserys has made these big grand plans, like a little prematurely. Like in the
Yeah.
beginning, we see the tournament celebrating the new baby. Baby dies, wife
R.I.P.
dies. Yeah. And then you see the big hunt, doesn't get the white stag, can't even hardly kill the regular stag. Like he just really he can't follow
He
through
shouldn't.
with
He
something.
shouldn't. He shouldn't plan big events.
Yeah, he's jinxing himself.
It's funny you say he can't follow through and he can't finish because also Daemon can't
Yeah,
finish.
it is funny. I see a lot of
Oh.
people making jokes about how Viserys is incapable, but Daemon is also incapable.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
So.
like Rhea said, like when he was taunting him, and like it's like you can't finish, and he picked up a rock and was like, basically, like I'll show you I can finish, and like that's something to
Yeah.
finish. But like as we talked about, like Rhaenyra calls him on his crap all the time. Like whenever he took the dragon egg, she was like, "All right, strike me down, become heir, do it." He didn't do
Yep, he
it,
didn't
and
do
there at the ceremony, he's like, "Take me away, marry me, make me your wife, make me the queen of Dragonstone."
Can't do
Didn't
it.
do it. So yeah, I like that she calls him on his crap because as far as we know, Damon's not a finisher. So
I'm excited for the future episodes. I'm very excited to see Vhagar.
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we did see another dragon, but it was just
Big
kind of like a
that.
flyby. Maelys, I think's her
Big
name.
ass dragon looks awesome. That's
Yeah,
Lena's
that.
dragon.
No, that was
No, he's saying
Rhaenys' dragon.
Vhagar is gonna be
Rhaenys,
Lena's
there we
dragon.
go. Huh?
He's saying Vhagar is gonna be
Yeah,
Lena's
Vhagar's
dragon.
huge, yeah.
No, Vhagar is gonna be Lena's dragon.
Oh, okay,
That's
cool.
what he said.
Oh, okay.
Lord.
Sorry. There's a lot of dragons, a lot of names. I gotta say, the first shot of them like coming out of the clouds, CGI was not up to fluff, but after that, it was okay. I was all right with it. Yeah, it straight up looked like a computer program. I was like, come on, man. Like, get your crap together.
Yeah.
But I digress. Yeah, I mean, unless you guys have anything else to add, I think we can go ahead and give a rating for the show and call this thing quits.
Oh, Larry Strong, man. I'm very curious to see how he kind of mucks up the waters over the years because he's still in the show 10 years later. So we shall
He's
see,
nothing
what
but
role he
trouble.
plays. Exactly. Little clubfoot Larry.
You got anything to add, Jason?
Nothing but
No, good. All right. Well, in terms of this episode on the rating scale, I'm gonna give it one thumbs up. I enjoyed
Yep.
it. But it was not my favorite episode of the series, I'll say that. So
Yeah, I think it was a little choppy. I give it one thumbs up. Also
yep.
because I'm sad that
The bittersweet.
I've cried about it. Like I'm like hurt over it. It's killing me inside.
Well, and
Yeah,
Alex,
one thumb.
you said yep, so I guess you said one thumbs.
No. Yep.
Or one thumb, not one thumbs, famously.
Yeah.
One thumb, yeah.
Right, I like it. Well, hey, overall, I think we're all enjoying the series. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the time jump and, how these new actresses step up to the plate because, as Joanna Robinson pointed out in Top of Thrones on Ringerverse podcast, they casted these the older actresses first, Emily D'Arcy and Olivia Cooks, I think their names, to play Rhaenyra and
Yes.
Alicent. they casted these actresses first, and then they casted the younger actresses to play them younger selves. So, you know, what's you know, there's still some expectations. Like, you know, they can still blow it out of the water as well.
The energy.
Yeah. So, let's see it. But with that being said, I think we'll go ahead and put this to a close. So, I'm not going to repeat what you're going to hear after the podcast. So, I just want to say on behalf of myself, Alex, and Chelsea, hope y'all have a great night. And Alex is going to say something cringe. I'm going to follow it up with more cringe.
Nerd up, baby. Keep nerding up.
And geek out.
I'm not participating.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Fandom Podcast, part of the BeLieve Network. Our podcast can be found on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Find our podcast, leave us a 5-star rating and positive review, and spread the word if you enjoyed it while we try to grow this thing. Until then, nerd up and geek out.